this plant has now been operating without a discharge licence since 2015. That's not good enough, because when Irish Water was formed, they said they would work closely with the Environmental Protection Agency and take all the reports very seriously, but that seems to have changed. And the recent report from the EPA has stated a decline in the quality of Irish waters throughout the country. With a full survey done on this project and also a huge amount of pipe already laid out to the bottom of the bypass from the new plant at Edrum Glebe, it would be very cost effective, in my opinion, to link it by digging it on the hard shoulder in the bypass. It's approximately about 250 metres. But I feel Irish Water are not really interested in cost effective projects. They would rather announce these big multi-million pound projects. You know, it's typical, I think it's typical of Irish Water, where they seem to, they've recently removed also the upgrade of 400 metres of mains in Ballydavid and 488 metres of upgrade of mains in Ballintra, all in the recent reports at very low cost. And probably the point exactly that they should be looking at cost-effective projects. I believe that this announcement could have a huge knock-on effect for Mainshard as it's hindering multiple planning projects in the area. You know, recent announcements for major developments in Donegal Town and the need for residential. I see Mainshard as that hub, you know, for residential, and there's a stumbling block being put in place, really, because they're saying that could cause an overload of the sewer system in Mainshard. And at a time where we're trying to revitalise villages, I think this is not good enough. I'm asking for urgency on this and for them to prioritise the upgrade of the treatment plants in Mainshard.